Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the official Palace pod. I'm Alex Howe from Palace TV, which you can watch on YouTube, the Palace app and all of our social media channels. This is the first Palace pod since the international break, but that doesn't mean it's been quiet here at Copa's Cope. We've got a catch up with the Bald Eagle, Attilio Lombardo. We chat to Mark Bright about the last time Palace beat United at Old Trafford in the league. The Palace ladies have been training in the first team gym, and we preview the game in Manchester as Jordan Ayew and Roy Hodgson chat to the media. So let's go.
Attilio, welcome back to Palace.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel to be back at Selhurst Park?
Hi, it is nice for me because I remember a lot of things when I play here. Also, if I played only for 1 year is enough. But I've been here two years ago to see one match, and it's a beautiful atmosphere here.
And looking at all the surroundings where
everything,
you are now,
everything is new. In our moment is a. Very different this stadium. Now it's improved a lot, and I think she's deserved this for the Crystal Palace.
And I see Sasha Cercic has organised your trip this time.
Yes, of course. My friend. It's a long time I didn't see him, but I call him with a message with WhatsApp. I know he works also for the Crystal Palace. He has also the academy, and I'm happy to see him.
So where are you working at the moment?
At the moment, nothing. I'm finished my contract with FC Torino. I worked until last year, and now I hope to find another team to work along.
You worked at Manchester City as a coach. How was that in the Premier League?
I'm working for the Manchester City for the 2 years. I've been an assistant for the Roberto Mancini, but. Also in the pitch, but in the weekend I'm going to see the game, to see the report for the team and for the player. The third years I work with the under 21 in Manchester City, and I have been a good experience because that is my job. That is my opportunity, and I've been very well.
Now you played for Palace for about 18 months. What are your fondest memories of Crystal Palace, your best memories?
Oof, everything, because I live in the Crystal Palace for 1 year and a half. Everything I have inside for me on the football. I love the fans. I love that job. In the moment, I put inside in the pitch everything for this team because for me it was the first experience out of the Italian. And when I came here, for me is not easy for because I changed my. Usually, no. My attitude is good, but no language. I don't know my teammates. I don't understand when the Steve Coppel, my manager, speak with us. Difficult at the first moment, but my things was it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I don't understand. It's important to put inside everything in the football.
A crazy season, wasn't it? That first year.
Crazy season because we relegated, but we won some game away, but we lost a lot game in at home. And I think this has been the problem for Crystal Palace. I don't know why. Probably it was a team where we defend well when we go away to play away. And counter-attack because we have a lot player to quickly, you know, Bruce Dyer, me, Morrison, Schipperle also, yeah. Yes. Maybe this is the thing that we are relegated in Championship.
Can you remember when you were asked to be caretaker manager?
Yes, of course. When Mark Melgolbers said to me you wanted to take the Crystal Palace to become a manager for Crystal Palace, it was not difficult for me to say yes, okay. I remember in the night I called my friend Gianluca Vialli and I said to him, Luca, what do you think about? He said, Attilio, the player manager is a very difficult job. It's a beautiful moment where it comes in your life. You can decide, you know, everything in the pitch or in the bench, but remember the teammates, the last day was your teammates, now days are finished because you are manager. This is a bit difficult, but we make also well because we won some game. I don't know, we are relegated, but we won in Newcastle. We won some game at home. Good experience. Has been a good experience.
How did you communicate with the players?
With my language,
yeah. No. At that time,
I tried to communicate with them, but it was one person working in Crystal Palace, Dario. He lived in London from I think 20 years before I came in Crystal Palace, and he helped me. But it doesn't matter if I speak English bad with my teammates. They know me and I know them, and they help also. I haven't a problem with them.
And then the team obviously got relegated that season. A lot of people would have, because you were a star player who come from Italy, would have expected you to maybe leave that summer, but you stayed.
I stayed because I love this situation. I love it. I want to bring up again the Crystal Palace. For me, leave Crystal Palace after relegated was not for my character. Yeah? And I live well here, and I think in my asset, no, I want to stay here, I want to stay here. So I play only for 4 or 5 months in the championship. After Mark Goldberg, the chairman, said to me, it's arrived the moment to leave Crystal Palace, so I have a problem financially. I have to choose to come back in Italy.
And now looking back on it, at that time, you were signed, it was probably the biggest signing in Crystal Palace's history. You're such a hero to the Crystal Palace fans, even though you were only here for...
What's happened in that moment?
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing has happened, I remember more, when I scored in the pitch, I don't remember against, maybe against Wimbledon. I remember one fans when I scored, is coming in the pitch and hug me in. This is it's been a fantastic time in that moment. And when I came in London and when I work and I try find some people, some fans of. They remember me every time. I'm a big, good player. I put your hearts every time in the game. This is a very, very nice thing for the fans.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What a player he was. So from one legend to another, here's Brighty on his match-winning brace.
So what? Saturday, Manchester United away.
Yes.
What do you recall about getting psyched up for big games such as Old Trafford and Anfield?
It's not hard to get psyched up for any of the big games, any of the big stadiums, Old Trafford, Liverpool, you know, Arsenal, Tottenham, any of them. They're all easy to get motivated for, because what you want to do is go there and make a statement, get a win, upset them, slow the game down. Break the game up, you know, work on your tactics, So it's no different them day than it was now. It's still a great moment to go there and play against some of the best players in the world who play for the biggest clubs in the world.
Obviously, you had a pretty special trip to Old Trafford whilst you were at Palace. What do you remember of that game?
89. Obviously, when you go to the big clubs, it's not very often in the old days you used to win. So you kind of go there thinking, right, if we can get something, if we could get a draw, it would be great. If we could get a win, it would be unbelievable. And obviously on that day, I don't think we had we hadn't been doing very well. I think we'd lost to QPR before that Man United game. And this is going back to 1989. It's not 2018, 17, 16, 15 or Sir Alex Ferguson's era. It was before that, before the glory years, the new era of Manchester United. So, you know, I suppose you always think then, you know, you look at their team, you think, right, we can beat them if we get it going today. And on the day, you know, ended up 2-1. I got the two goals for us. I can't quite remember who got theirs. I mean, Danny Wallace, I'm not sure. And, coming off the pitch, getting to the changing room, all the hugging and the high-fiving and we've done it, well done. And Koppel, I think, saying something like, you know what, you might never come here again and win. You know, so enjoy it. Well done, we've done well today. 1989 was a long time ago.
Long time ago. Do you remember the goals?
I remember the near post one because it was one of those where when I'd seen it again, I just wondered why I didn't side foot it because it was so low. I think I'd already made my mind up I was going to dive and head it, and it was kind of a clumsy header. I think it was scuttled in at the near post. Jim Leighton, I think, probably could have saved it. And then the one at the far post, I think he got a hand to that one as well. Two couple of headers.
Do you watch it?
Yep.
Looks like they had Nigel Martin to thank as much as
you. That's why Steve Koppel paid £1 million for him. Oh, he's blazy. Nigel Martin, what can I say? I mean, obviously, Julian's been here for years and years and years, but you know, Nigel came and transformed us as a team. You know, he really was a wall. Somebody says, played for England. Great play for this football club. He's not getting that, I'm telling you. No one's stopping that. Where's Steve? Is that Pards? Pards, righty, and that. Rest's history. I don't know, I was so far on my own. Great ball from Andy, that was. Outside the right foot. Pembo, near post, can't miss me. I'm in yellow. Strange, isn't it? I'm so low. But the first off definitely was Nigel. Christ, 1989. It's harrowing, isn't it? That is harrowing.
It's meant to be a feel-good.
Bloody hell. Look at me, that's me clearing it. Do you see how much distance I got on that header? Did you see that? I mean, this is an example to these young ones now. Did you see me clear my lines? Did you lot see that? Rewind that back, Sean. I tell you. It's a lesson for all you lot.
Seems like you had a fair few characters in that team. Is that what you need to go to Old Trafford and win?
Yeah, you need to show some character. Yeah, need some resilience, some mental toughness, some belief. You know, some flair. You've got to have a bit of everything to go there and get a result. You know, they're, you know, far better, far tougher team now. And it's our bogey team, isn't it? No points against them in the Premier League.
That's the last win at Old Trafford, 89.
Oh dear, I didn't think it'd be that long. You know, Darren Ambrose, was that the League Cup?
That was, yeah.
World. Yeah, so just shows you, you know, you've got to put the bogey to bed, haven't you? So, you know, with Wilf and the likes, the boys, we've got the ability, we can have the resilience and the belief, and that's what you have to go there with, the game plan. Stick to it. You've got to score first, I think. I think that's always a good one, you know, to defend a lead. But over the years, they've nicked some goals against us at the last minute. Or, you know, I think the Matic one last year was a heartbreaker because we thoroughly deserved something from that game. They have quality players. They're possibly the biggest club in the world. So you expect big players who come up with moments. That's what you expect.
Care to venture prediction for Saturday?
Oh, God. I would take 0-0, 1-1, 2-2 right now.
Can't have all three.
You can't have all three. Oh, God. 1-2. Dream. I'm daring to dream.
A repeat of 89.
Yeah. Why not? Mirror.
Cheers, Mark.
Is that a wrap?
If you can't tell, Brighty loves talking about his goals. The Palace ladies have been training weekly in the gym at the training ground, so we caught up with the squad and their coaches to find out how it's going. So, do you want to tell us what we're doing here tonight?
So tonight we're going through our first, we're just going through a full warm-up stage at the moment. So we do Tabata here, we're just basically trying to get a moving, flowing, we're loosening any kind of blood cells that were there over the weekend. No, we didn't have a game, but normally if we had, we're trying to basically get the red blood cells flowing again so we can get rid of any lactic acid in the body. And then from there we're going into a full strength program. We're 5 weeks in now. And what we're doing now is we're facilitating strength mainly. First couple of weeks were all about physical preparation, and now we're going into the full strength. And obviously from the equipment we have, we got the best of equipment here. And we're trying to get the best results to bring them forward, you know, to either reduce body composition, we're trying to basically increase their strength, as we keep saying, and then to reduce minimum injuries as well as possible, you know, go from there.
So how did you end up using the first team gym? How did the partnership come around?
Yeah, I suppose we contacted Scott back maybe 8-9 weeks ago, and to be fair, the first time we asked him, everything came into fruition from there. It took one conversation and they've been fantastic since. Anything we've asked for, we've got. Even to the small things like Lucozade bottles, for example, everything that the first team have available, thankfully Scott has come on board, and now we have everything available to us as well. From the gym side of it, and obviously supplementation as well, and then we're using Chico, has been a massive help to us as well. So it's massive thanks to Scott for that one anyway, to be fair.
And so what is your, are you a strength conditioning coach or part of the coaching team, or do you want to tell us about what your role is?
I'm the head of strength and conditioning sports medicine, so we look after all of the injury prevention, the fitness for the training, the strength and conditioning for the training, and then we've got a physio on board with Alice as well, so kind of a jack of all trades with the women's team at the minute. But yeah, ideally it's to try to minimise injuries, and if they are injured, we get them back as quickly as possible, really.
And I know you've only been here for 5 weeks or so, but are you seeing any difference in the performance yet?
We can see it coming, you know, those that are actually doing it properly, we got much stronger. We had an injury last week, and only for the gym, I think the injury could have been a lot worse, to be honest. It could have been a dislocation of his shoulder. So just shows that the strength and conditioning side, if it's done correctly, we are going to minimise injuries, you know. But
so, Dean, we're in the Palace first team gym with the ladies team. How good is it to be able to use these facilities?
It's fantastic. It's something that we needed. So it's a massive thank you to obviously Steve Parrish for letting us use the facility, and it will only help these girls obviously with the shape of the body, the conditioning and stuff we need going forward, really. So it's really good.
We were speaking to Pads earlier and he said you can tell the difference in the fitness on the pitch. You're the manager, you must be able to see. Are you happy with the performance?
Yes, really happy. So really happy. You can see the strength coming on week in, week out, and the fitness on the pitch as well. We're going for the full 95 minutes now, which is good. So yeah, the girls are they're coming on, and it's most of it's because we're using the gym. So no, it's all good.
And this weekend is a massive game against Manchester United. Well, should we just start with the team to start with?
Yeah, big game against Man U. Yes, there has been people saying they should or shouldn't be in the league. To me, they're in the league, so we get on with it. It's kind of a free. I think it's kind of a free year for them because they're a full-time team playing in obviously a part-time league. So they, for me, they will go on and win the league quite easily. But for us, it's a team that we want to play against. It's the reason why we came into the league in the first place. It's going to be back to the wall at time. We know that. We understand that. But for us, we'll just keep on plugging away as we do. This league at the moment is very unforgiving. And it's partly to blame for ourselves. We've been making far too many mistakes, not just as a team, collectively and management side. So it's a massive learning curve for us. But we're gradually getting there. Although we're not winning games at present, you can see the results. We're competing every game we play. So losing the game 2-1, 1-0. So we're definitely competing, which is good. And like I say, things like this will only enhance, obviously, the girls' performance. And hopefully we look to get a win within the next week or so.
And it's the Palace way, isn't it, to mix it with the big boys. Will that really drive the players on?
Oh, massively. They can't wait for the game. All they've been talking about is playing Man U at home. There could be a big crowd there, which is good. Hopefully a lot of Palace faithful coming down, which they always do turn up for us, to be fair to them. So that will give the players another 10-20% on their percentage running anyway. So hopefully Sunday we just go out there. We're not expected to do anything out of the ordinary. We're just there to play a game of football, to work as hard as we can. And hopefully if they have a bad day and we have a fantastic day, it's football. You never know what could happen.
Thanks, Dean. So, Chico, what are you doing down here with the ladies' team in the gym?
So, normally I'm based on the first team, but I said to get some more coaching experience, I'd help these out, getting just be an assistant, really, and help them out. And if I can give a bit of input to pads and help out a bit, I will.
So, what is your role with the first team?
I'm a sports science intern, mainly testing and then helping out on the pitch when they're out. Just trying to find my feet and then hopefully progress onto a sports scientist at some point, somewhere.
So I know they've been in here for about 4 weeks now. They do 4 week blocks. So how has the progression been?
Good. So we just changed onto our second block now. So we've gone on to more of a power session. But they're good. These are really keen, good as gold to work hard as well. So it's been really good to see.
And I see a few of the ladies players have got these books here. Do you want to just explain to people that don't know what they are?
They're just books to keep track of what they're doing, keep track of the weight. So that way, every week, we can make sure that they're adding the weight and increasing the weight and trying to push themselves a lot further each time.
And have you found, does that help them? Like, I know football players are really competitive, so does that help them try and push each other?
They do. They tend to go around in pairs as well, which is good because they're always trying to compete against their partner. But the books are more in terms for them. They know where they worked out, so when they come back the next week, they'll know, oh, I was doing 40 kg next last week. I'll push on now. Add to it, hopefully.
Cool, and so will we see you in here every week as the ladies progress?
Yeah, I'll be in every week and I'm trying to get down to as many training sessions as I can as well where I can help out, maybe take a warm-up or two, so hopefully get involved as much as I can.
And the crucial question, who trains harder, first team or ladies team?
Both equally, diplomatic answer.
Cheers, Chico. So Rio, in the gym tonight, how are you finding it?
Yeah, I love the gym, it's my element, so yeah, I love it.
And are you been in here for 4 or 5 weeks now, are you starting to feel the difference on the pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I've always gone to the gym anyway, so coming in here, and compared to the other girls, I lift a lot more. But yeah, I love it. I love pushing myself.
Is it helpful to have Pads and Chico here, like pushing you on, tailoring your programme?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I do my own stuff in the gym, it's different to this, because obviously I haven't got no one pushing me. So having a bit of guidance is really good.
And massive game this weekend.
Yeah, big game. Exciting. Manchester
United, it's going to be the big team, big budget. How do you reckon you're going to get on?
Just do my best, smash it hopefully. Just, you know, defend well, attack well. That's what you can do, it's your best, isn't it?
And it's your chance to say to the Palace fans who have come down who haven't seen you play, how would you describe how Palace ladies play? What can they expect?
As a team, you know, I think we can play some really good football. We can be aggressive at times. You know, when we're on form, it looks good, do you know what I mean? And that's all we've got to do. Because we love the support, we've got the best fans, so.
Perfect. Yeah, it's all good. Cheers. Thank you. How much do you like training here?
Yeah, it's really great. It's a great facility and great for us to be able to use it.
Where were you training before?
Just at Bromley FC, just pitch sessions, so we didn't have a gym session.
Are you starting to feel the benefit already, having the coaches tailoring the programme to you?
Yeah, definitely. We've gone up every week in all of our weight, so we're definitely getting stronger. Whether it's just mentality, but yeah.
Can you feel the difference on the pitch?
Yeah, definitely. As in explosive-wise, our legs definitely faster as well.
And this weekend, a massive game, Manchester United.
Yeah, very big game. It's going to be a great test for us to see how far we've come from last season as well as from the start of this season. So it's a really good game for us, a great test, and hopefully we get a good result.
And if you get a positive result, give you something to really aim for?
Oh, definitely. If we get a result from this game, it'll just push us on for the whole season from like the Christmas break onwards, definitely.
And how important is it to have the fans down there supporting you?
Yeah, they're going to be like the 12th player for us, so definitely the atmosphere. Fans always come to our games anyway, so we've always have singing, always cheering us on. But our cup final last season, we had a lot of fans there, and it was great for us.
Perfect. Unfortunately, the ladies didn't get the result they were hoping for, but there were lots of positives to take from the performance. And now to the first team game against United. Jordan Ayew sits down with the Premier League media ahead of the Eagles' trip to Old Trafford.
Jordan, 2 goals for Ghana. Great international break for you. How much confidence does that give you coming back into the Premier League?
Well, first of all, it was my comeback because I haven't been in the national team for a year. So I was pleased to go back and to make the nation proud. And the most important thing for us was to qualify for the African Cup of Nations. And I think we're almost there. So it's a positive thing and it's a good thing. And happy to score two goals because the season has not been easy, but We keep working, and luckily I got in on the international, so I hope it continues.
I was going to say, it's not been an easy season. You've not scored since coming to Crystal Palace, having scored 11 goals for Swansea last season. How frustrating, personally, has that been for you?
Oh, I'm not frustrated because I believe in myself and I have the support from the club, the players and the gaffer as well, so there's no problem. The most important thing for me is to keep working hard, and that's the only thing I can do, and the goals will come.
So you've scored two goals already. You're off and running. Is that going to translate into the Premier League?
And, I hope, and I'm going to work hard, continue working hard, and I know I'll definitely score, so I'm not worried at all.
So you're not worried. What is it that hasn't kind of clicked here for you so far?
Well, just the goals, because I think I work hard and do some of my performances have been good. It's just that I've not been decisive, and they brought me here to score goals. So as a striker, if you don't score, then you're not good. So I keep working hard, and I know I have to score goals, and I need to make things happen, so I'm working hard for that.
Do you feel like you've got something to prove to the Crystal Palace fans, to show them why Palace had faith in you to bring you here?
Like I said, if Palace brought me here, it's because they know what I have done in the past, and I know my quality, and I still believe in myself. And like I said, I still have to prove, not to only the Crystal Palace fans, but to me personally, myself. I need to test myself. I've been doing well. Our performances have been good against the top teams. Just that the results has not been too good, but I think we've not been lucky as well. We just need to keep pushing, keep trying, and things will turn around.
Do you think it's a good time to play United? They come into this, obviously they've had a couple of weeks break, but they were beaten by Manchester City, bit of an embarrassment for them, and it's not been a great season for them either.
Well, like I said, the most important thing for us is to focus on ourselves, and like any teams that come, we will prepare for the challenge, and it's a big challenge on Saturday, so we will try and get something out of that game.
What's it like stepping out onto the pitch at Old Trafford?
It's one of the biggest stadiums in the world, and it's always a pleasure to be playing in those type of stadiums and the crowd as well.
So last season, I know you weren't here, you were at Swansea, but it was a 7-game winless streak, and then Chelsea came to Selhurst Park and Crystal Palace got a win. It's a 7-game winless streak now for you guys. You're facing Manchester United. Probably most people are expecting United to get the win. How much do you want to go and prove everybody wrong?
Like I said, the Premier League is the best league in the world, and every weekend is a tough challenge, so we just need to focus on ourselves and try to keep the performances we've been doing in the past games, and we'll see what God reserves for us on Saturday.
United have had a tough season, but has there been anybody on the pitch that stood out for you this season from United?
I've not really been watching some football, but I think they have great players and great quality as well. So in a season, you always have a difficult moment, and I think they've had some little difficult moments, but there's not anything. They'll be at the top at the end of the season.
I know your manager doesn't like stats, but Crystal Palace have a really poor record against United and haven't won a league game against them since 1991. Is that the year you were born? You 91? Are you 91?
Born,
yeah. So since you were born, no win in the league, this is. Is that something that's been spoken about amongst the players?
I didn't know. You're now telling me. So it's a good opportunity for us. It's a good challenge. And we'll take the challenge. And like I said, we'll see what God reserves for us on Saturday.
It's a crucial period now for you. Apart from the tough game against Manchester City, which is later on in December, you've got fixtures after United against Burnley, Brighton and West Ham and Leicester. How important are those fixtures going to be?
Oh, every game is important for us. So those games are going to be crucial and we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But the most important thing for us is to focus on Saturday against Manchester United after we'll prepare for the other games.
Do you view those games, though, as a chance to get yourself back up the table? These are teams in and around where you are. It is quite tight at the bottom.
Yeah, but personally, I think the Premier League is unpredictable, so we just need to focus on Saturday and we'll see in the next games when they come, when the time comes for those games, we'll be prepared.
Are you surprised with where Crystal Palace are this season? You're just above the relegation places, but only on goal difference. Has it been disappointing for you all?
Well, we're working hard at training. We're doing our possible best to improve on all the aspects. So it's still the beginning of the season. So the most important thing for us is to stay focused, continue working hard, and we'll see what God reserves for us in May. But I think we have great players and we have a quality staff as well. So yeah, the most important thing for us is to keep on working and to keep on showing our character and our performances that we've been doing. So yeah.
And how confident are you that you can get out of this situation?
I'm confident because Palace, we have quality players, and with the players that we have, definitely we'll be in the top 12, top 13. So yeah, the most important thing for us is to keep working. If everybody plays to his level, I think it's not going to be a problem this year.
So is there a real belief in the team that you can finish in the top half of the table this season and not go into a relegation battle, which has been the case the last few years?
You'll always be run about the relegation and everything, but the most important thing for us is to start winning, and we'll see where we'll be. But the most important thing is always to start winning, to focus on our performances after the table, league table. That one is, we'll look at it after, but the most important thing is to win games, and after we'll see.
How have you personally settled in here since joining from Swansea?
Well, they welcomed me very well. Everything has been going on well, settled in well. Everyone's happy. My family's happy in London. I'm happy here. So I just need to keep on working hard and hopefully things will change.
What's it like playing with Wilfried Zaha?
Well, like we all know, his qualities. He's a great player. And great. He has great attributes and technically he's one of the best. So, yeah.
Has he been back training?
Yeah, he's been back. He's been doing well, and like we said, he's an important player for us. So, yeah, when you miss a player like this, and it's a bit difficult. But like we said, we have other quality players as well. So, like I said, this is the strength of the team because now we have a good bench, and I think last season they didn't really have a good bench. So now we have a good bench. So it's positive and it shows that the club is going into the right direction.
How crucial is it to have him back potentially for the game against United? Obviously, he will be facing his former side.
Yeah, it's an important thing for us. So now we have everyone back and we'll be ready for Saturday.
Reports today that Mamadou Sakho could be looking to leave Palace. How important is he to the club?
Well, he's a great defender. One of the best in France and one of the best in the Premier League, and He's been in big clubs, and like I said, he's an important player for us. And if we want to improve in the league table, we need this kind of players to be in the club. So, yeah.
Finally, Didier Drogba has announced his retirement from football. As a fellow African forward, how much did you admire him as a player? Can you think of any standout moments in his career, perhaps, and has he had any influence on you?
Oh, Drogba has been fantastic. Represented Africa so well and represented the colour of Ivory Coast the best way possible, and Chelsea as well. So I knew Drogba when he was in Marseille, and because I come from Marseille as well, so I knew him when he was in Marseille, and he was fantastic. So like I said, there's always this type of people we look up to with the young ones, and it's always sad to hear that he's retiring, but in football he did his part, and it was wonderful. And this type of strikers we don't have 2, 3, 4 in the world. So like I said, he made us jump in front of the TV as well with the cracking goals, and so he's been a fantastic player, and that's the only message I can say.
What did you learn from him at Marseille?
He had one style, we call it, even in France, we call it the Didier. It's the one back heel that he crosses leg like this, and yeah, that one.
And that's not all the preview of the game we have in this week's podcast. We hear from the manager, Roy Hodgson, in his weekly press conference. See you next time.
Afternoon, Roy.
Afternoon.
Can I start with some injury news, please?
Yeah, it's pretty much positive. I mean, we've still got the longer term injury concerns, but Connor Wickham actually took part in his first training session for a long time today. That's positive. Christian Benteke is making exceptionally good progress, and the medical people are very happy with the way he's applying himself and with how hard he's working, and ought to come back as soon as possible. Scott Dan, we think, will be back with us on Monday. So basically, it's pretty much good news, and the players who, you know, played international football, despite the fact that Mamadou Sakho took a knock in the game, it looks like he's going to be fit as well. So it's positive on that front. We have everyone available that I was expecting to be available.
Wilfred Zaha, obviously you missed the Tottenham game. Yeah. Trained this week. He looked strong enough to be involved against United.
Oh yeah, he got over the injury, and he's trained all week. So and the same with James Tompkins. You know, both of them were out for that period of time due to the knocks they took, but they've both recovered. So they've trained all week during the international break when some of the others have been absent.
How do you find international weeks these days as a club manager? Because, you know, everyone thinks there's a chance for coaches to get on the pitch and work with their players. But, I mean, you know, some of your players didn't turn up until yesterday after international duty. You've got so many away, you're dealing with depleted numbers, aren't you?
I think it's the same for all coaches in the Premier League, really. I don't know there'll be many of the 20 that can count on a big squad to work with. It's something that we come to terms with. So if people are believing that you're doing a lot of work on your team shape and your team performance during the international week, they're misguided, because to do that you would need your sort of starting 11 available, and I think there must be very few teams that have that. We, like most, have a fair number of players away, but what it does allow you to do, and I think it's positive, is to work a little bit more with some of the guys who have maybe been on the bench and maybe not got as many starts as they would have liked, of course. It does give you a chance to do extra work with them.
Are you pleased in some ways to be playing away this weekend, given the struggles you've had at home? Obviously not really expected to win this game. Do you see it as sometimes a free hit, perhaps? It's, you know, it can only go well, really, can't it, if you provide you avoid defeat?
No, I don't see it that way at all, really. I mean, we believe playing at home we're strong, and that we have tremendous support. I think we've shown that in the games. So I think it would be a case for me of making certain that I don't allow the actual result to cloud my judgment on how the game has been and how the team has played. So if you take the last two games at home, for example, against Arsenal and Tottenham Hotspur, I think the performances have been excellent. I think we've played really, really well. I don't think I could ask any more from the team. I'll be delighted if we can reach that level of performance away from home tomorrow at Manchester United, because that's really pretty much the best that we can do performance-wise, without, of course, scoring the goals that will win us the games. Everyone knows that we haven't been doing that, and that's something which we hope will change in the very next game. And if it doesn't change in the very next game, because we're playing such a strong opponent, we'll hope it changes in the game after that.
You touched on your defender, Mamadou Sakho, a few moments ago. He's reported to have said after international duty this week against Uruguay that he thinks about the Champions League he could have left last summer. I mean, what do you think your fans think here and that, especially when you're in the position you're in?
I don't think one can ever really criticise players who are playing very well and at the top of their game and getting international recognition, that when they sat in front of a French TV camera, a Dutch TV camera, a Norwegian TV camera and any other TV camera, that when they're asked the question, is the summit of your ambition to play for a team in the Premier League that is obviously not likely to get into the Champions League, is that something you're happy with? I don't think you can expect any other answer than the ones they give. And as I don't know anything about the moves or the potential moves that Mamadou's talking about. They were never brought to my attention. That's obviously something that comes from his agent. But we as a club were not faced with any bids to either turn down or accept. And as far as I'm concerned, his performances this year and his attitude and the way really he's taken so much responsibility has been exemplary. So I don't pay too much attention to these stories that come out of international camps, because they're all biased in a certain direction. We know that Mamadou is committed here. We know that we'll have that commitment for as long as he stays here. But if he's got ambitions to leave, we've got 2 years of a contract left, and we'll have to deal with the offers when they come in. But at the moment, it's not something we concern ourselves with.
Just looking at Manchester United, then, critics of them this season have said they're not as enjoyable to watch as they were maybe 2, 3, even 5 years ago under Sir Alex Ferguson. They seem to be under pressure a little bit at home. Is that something you can possibly exploit as the away team?
I don't think so, because we're playing against a very, very good team with really top quality players. You know, they're not just internationals, they're top class internationals in top class teams. They're strengthened by some of the players who've been injured now coming back from injury. It's Old Trafford, which is, as everybody knows, a very difficult place to go and get results. And at the moment, Manchester United are A, getting results, and B, playing well. And they've got a very good and experienced manager who'll be absolutely determined to get the maximum home points that he can get against us tomorrow. So I don't see anything that will make our task any easier than it always is when you go there. I've been there with lots of teams, and I've got to say that it's not been very often I've been able to come away from there happy with the points tally.
Are you surprised they've not challenged a little bit harder, though, for the title this season? I mean, they got a good points total last season, didn't they?
Well, it's not over yet, is it? I mean, it's November. I mean, that might be a question that you could ask me, I suppose, somewhere near the end of April or beginning of May. It's unlikely I'll give you an answer, but at least you could ask it then. But I mean, now asking it in November means it's meaningless to me. Who knows how far behind the champion they're going to be, and who knows that they're not going to be champion, because there's so many matches left to play that I certainly wouldn't write them off. And I'm certain that Jose, his players and the supporters of Man United don't share that view, so there's certainly no reason for me to comment on it.
Just finally for me, what did you make of the FA's move to try and reduce the number of overseas players or non-homegrown players within Premier League squads? You've been international manager many places around the world. You've also been a club manager as well. I think you're well placed to talk about possibly the effect it might have. Do you think it will make a difference?
I'm not sure. I don't know that it will make a vast difference. I think things have improved enormously in the last couple of years, even when it comes to the availability of quality English players who are playing regularly in their club teams and playing regular Champions League and Premier League football, which wasn't always the case during the 4 years I was in charge of the national team. So things have made a vast there's been a vast improvement in that way. We, during that 4 years, were quite often forced to pick players that we believed were the right ones and good enough, but they weren't playing in their club team, let alone playing international football. Now, I don't think Gareth's been confronted with that situation anywhere near as much as was the case before, so things are obviously moving in the right direction. It's impossible to say whether it will make a big difference or not. I don't think it's going to make a decisive difference. But of course, as an FA, and an FA trying to protect English football and trying to get more English players coming through the system and coming from the academies into the first team and into the national team, I can understand why they want to do it.
Roy, do you and Ray and the team still get a buzz from going to Old Trafford? I know that you've been there many times, but do you get that?
I think one should, yes. I mean, buzz, I don't know is the right word, because there's a certain amount of trepidation involved, because you know how difficult it's going to be for you to come away from there with the result you want. So, you know, the buzz is tempered by the fact that you know this is one enormous task and challenge ahead of us today. But I still think that one should be really pleased that we're in the league, whereby we go to Old Trafford, we meet a very strong team with so many fated players, really, and players that have been at the top of their game and cost an awful lot of money to bring to such a big club. I think one should get a buzz from that. And, of course, you do also get a buzz from the fact that there's always 75,000 people there, whether they're playing in the Champions League against Juventus or whether they're playing Crystal Palace. And that also is something I think that one can be pleased about and feel proud that, you know, we're good enough to go up there and play against them, and we have the opportunity to show that on the field of play.
Some of the teams in the lower reaches of the table have had some big beatings. You know, they've lost by a number of goals, but seemingly your team's been competitive in every game. I mean, does that give you a lot of confidence when you come into these sort of games?
I have confidence in the team. I have confidence in the way that they approach the play. I do think we defend solidly, you know, as a team. Our team principles in that respect are good. The way the players apply those principles, I literally have no complaints with whatsoever. But you're always, if you like, under threat that when you play against a team with so many outstanding individuals, that if you're unlucky and it's not your day, even though for large portions of the game you might defend well and keep them at bay and do the right things, you can still lose quite heavily. Recently at Chelsea, I thought that for long periods we were matching them. 1-1, we were even looking good, but then they get a second goal, and then in the last two or three minutes they could score a fourth or a fifth, and that changes complexion. A game which, from the bench, we believe has been a pretty even contest and we've done pretty well in, you could be looking just at the result and saying, well, they've been thrashed 4-1 there. That's the way football is, and you're never going to be able to get away from that. But I do believe we are competitive. I do believe in the players' ability. I do believe we'll go there ready to give a performance, and that we believe that we're capable of a performance which can cause Manchester United problems and get us a good result in the game. And I think as a manager coach, that's all you can hope for. That the performances so far and what I see in training and what I know of the players give me that confidence. But it is Manchester United away, and like a lot of teams in this league, we are certainly the underdogs.
Can you recall when you first came across Jose?
Yes, I think it was at a UEFA conference a good few years ago now, that I was invited to, and he was obviously involved in as well. I would say that was the first time I really came across him. And then, of course, later when he became manager of Chelsea.
I mean, it was quite a dramatic story what happened with working with Bobby Robson as a translator and then...
Yeah, I never met him with Bobby. When I met him, it was with Alex Ferguson.
Yeah.
So Alex Ferguson.
Could I just ask about Wilfred as well, going back to Old Trafford? Do you think he has motivation to sort of show what he can do on that stage?
I think Wilf's always got that. I don't think that ever varies. I don't think Wilf needs extra motivation. I don't think he needs people pressurising him or suggesting there's pressure on him to give a performance. I think that his attitude towards each and every game, be it a home game here at Selhurst Park against a team lower in the league, or whether it's a top match against the Man Uniteds, the Man Cities and the Liverpools, I think that he goes out each time to give his performance, to do what he knows he's good at doing. And we try and profit from that as best we can by getting the ball to him and hoping that he can, you know, weave that magic, which he's capable of, and win us the matches.
Do you think he could play in any of those top four teams, given his quality?
I think so, of course, but I mean, I work with him every day. The thing is that these teams, when they're looking for players, they have quite a wide market. But as his manager coach and having worked with him, of course I believe in his abilities, and I don't think he's the only player in our squad who is capable of playing at a so-called higher level. For one, the team's above us in the league, but we're lucky enough that we have them under contract, and we try our best to make certain that they are A, happy here, and B, satisfied with everything that Crystal Palace can provide for them, because I think Crystal Palace can provide quite a lot. I don't underrate ourselves to the extent that I'm being encouraged to underrate ourselves here now by consistently speaking so highly of the top four or five.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks.